This is KNKX News. A lot of comings and goings for the Seahawks in the offseason as they try to figure out their 2020 team. Will they be better than last year? Who's still missing? KNKX sports commentator Art Teal breaks it all down. Art, as far as the comings go, the Seahawks participated in the NFL draft last week. You and I talked about their first round pick. They ended up choosing 8 players in 7 rounds, and I'm interested to know who you think the most intriguing member of this new draft class is.
I'm intrigued with Darrell Taylor from Tennessee. He was one of the best players in the Southeastern Conference last year. He's a 6'4", 267-pound rush end. Taylor did have some leg injury problems that required surgery in the offseason, but the Seahawks think he's in full health and will be a surprise pass rusher into next season, even as a rookie.
Well, the Seahawks were also active in the free agency process, and that included some departures on the offensive line.
Right. They lost 3 people in the offensive line. One was Jermaine Ifedi, the right tackle, and they also this week cut 2 veteran guys, the center Justin Britt and right guard DJ Fluker. It was a matter, I think, of keeping the salaries under the cap, but the Seahawks really do need to upgrade on the offensive line to protect Russell Wilson. He was sacked 48 times last year, 51 times a year ago. That's way too many. And the guy that they got to replace Britt is somebody very few fans will have heard of, B.J. Finney. He's 6'4", 318 pounds, and was a very good backup for the Pittsburgh Steelers behind an all-star center there. A lot of scouts think that the Seahawks got a steal and a steady starter for the offensive line. And they also will probably use a rookie that they drafted in the 3rd round to replace Fluker. So I think that was the biggest development in the free agent aspect of building this team. Finney is the guy to watch.
Okay, and they are building this team in so many ways. It's not just free agency and the draft. They've also made a trade for a veteran starter.
Yeah, they made a big addition to the defensive secondary when they traded a 5th-round pick for cornerback Quentin Dunbar from the Washington Redskins. He's going to remind a lot of people of Richard Sherman. He's long, lean, very fast, and very smart, and will settle down the secondary that had been very weak since the Legion of Boom dissolved over the last couple of years.
All right, all these names we've been talking about, let's pull back and take a look. Are the Seahawks better this year than last year?
Well, it's obviously tough to know right now, but I'm going to say marginally. And they may not wind up with as good a record, because I want to remind listeners that the Seahawks were 11-5 last year. They won a playoff game in Philadelphia and nearly won one in Green Bay against the Packers. But they were also the luckiest team in the NFL. They won 10 games by one score or less. That's only been done once in NFL history. A lot of that was due to Russell Wilson and all the magic he had. They also played a lot of teams with injured players. Now, they still could be better than 11-5, but it depends on them signing Jadeveon Clowney, the defensive end. He wants more money than the Seahawks want to pay him. And until he comes back, I can't say definitively that the Seahawks are better than a year ago. They're going to be all right. They're going to be entertaining, but they won't be the same without Clowney.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.